The following is a sponsored program paid for by First Alliance Credit Union. Welcome to Good Money Moves, featuring Jenna Tobel from First Alliance Credit Union and Andy Brownell. Here's Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Welcome to Good Money Moves. I'm Andy Brownell, and I'm joined by Jenna Tobel, the AVP of Marketing at First Alliance Credit Union. Hi, Jenna.
Hey, Andy.
So the last time we got together, we met Becky from Rochester Local and talked about everything Rochester.
Yeah.
What's the Good Money Moves topic for this week's program?
Yeah, so it's April, which means it's Youth Financial Literacy Month at First Alliance Credit Union. So we are going to be digging into one of my absolute favorite topics to talk about on the show, and that is teaching kids financial literacy skills. But what does that mean, right? What does that mean exactly? So financial literacy really encompasses various skills and knowledge related to money management. So financial literacy, it involves understanding financial concepts and terms. It includes really the ability to manage personal finances effectively. Basically everything we talk about on this show, right? Budgeting, savings, investing, borrowing, managing your debt. But it also, having those financial literacy skills really enables you to make informed financial decisions throughout your life. And you might be thinking, well, what does this have to do with kids, right? They don't have budgets to manage, but they will. And so the sooner you can help them learn how to navigate what becomes a more and more complex world for them as they grow, you know, having those financial literacy skills at a young age just really equips them to more effectively manage money as they grow, as they get older, as they have more things to manage, budget, savings, debt, right? And help them make really smart financial decisions when they become adults.
So important.
It is.
It probably should be take up a whole semester of high school.
It easily could. It really could.
And it's one of those life skills. I'm a little shocked that it isn't a required, you know, by the Minnesota education standards or whatever it would be.
Yeah.
Because it's so crucial for your future.
Yeah. Well, and I feel like, and I don't know where it's at now, but I do know there was some kind of bill or proposal last year in the state around adding financial literacy education into the curriculum. So I don't know where that's at now, but.
Okay. So maybe that takes us where we need to be. Well, why is it so important? Maybe flesh it out a little bit. Why do our children need to have these skills?
Yeah, that's a great question. I would say overall, financial literacy is really essential for young people because, again, it equips them with the skills and knowledge they need to make those sound financial choices. And it really starts to lay a strong foundation for their future financial well-being as adults. So some key areas to really think about when we're talking financial literacy and really what those benefits of learning money management are is, at the end of the day, it empowers financial independence, right? So financially literate young people can then effectively manage their money, thus really reducing dependency on others for financial support as they get older. And hint, hint, parents, that's what you want, is long-term financial independence for your kids. And really, it just helps to build responsible financial habits, right? It instills the habit of budgeting, saving, and even investing early in life. And then it just builds and helps to promote that responsible financial behavior as they get older. It helps them learn how to set financial goals, right? Understanding financial concepts really allows young people to set more realistic financial goals for themselves and learn how to work towards them when the stakes are a little bit lower, right? Saving for a $10 toy is a lot different than trying to save up for your first car or trying to save up for a house, right? So having those smaller goals when they're small helps them meet the bigger goals when they're big.
Absolutely.
And it also prepares for financial emergencies, right? If you are a financially literate individual, you're going to be better equipped to handle unexpected financial expenses or emergencies by having savings built up and, you know, maybe appropriate insurance coverage when you're older. But if you aren't taught these things as important things when you're young, the barrier to understanding them and appreciating the importance of them when you're older becomes harder and harder to overcome. So that's why it's so important to talk about this stuff and start building that habit of savings when your kids are little. But as kids grow, again, teaching them essential money management skills when they're young is also going to help them avoid debt traps when they get older, right? Yeah. Knowledge of borrowing and managing debt really helps young people avoid falling into those debt traps and accumulating excessive debt when they're older, because they start to understand from a young age the, you know, everything costs money and I have to earn money and it's important and it's valuable and it's limited and I need to be able to understand how to effectively manage my resources. And that if you're teaching that and instilling that in your kids from a young age, it's going to help set them up for success by avoiding more debt than they need when they're older. And lastly, I think is also a really important point here. It enhances their future financial security. So investing early and wisely can lead to really long-term financial security and wealth accumulation. So investing is a big step, and I'm not telling you to start your kids off as investors at five, but if you start instilling the idea of savings and compound interest and planning for long-term goals when they're young, being able to understand and effectively make smart choices around investing when they are older and have funds to invest, you're laying a really positive groundwork from the get-go, right? It's just all of these basic concepts build on each other, so that as their life becomes more financially complex as adults, they are more prepared to handle that complexity and understand it and appreciate it for what it is and understand how to use the financial tools they have available appropriately.
Okay. So you mentioned elementary kids. I imagine this is all age appropriate, that you're going to, you know, you're not going to dump it on a five-year-old, all of it.
No.
What financial literacy information should parents and their caregivers of the children, what should they be doing at different age levels as far as financial literacy is concerned?
Yeah, that is a really good question. And there are definitely different ways to teach kids these foundational concepts of money management as they grow. So I would say your youngest group is like ages 3 to maybe 8. And in this case, it's going to be really important that you're using real life examples to help teach them these basic concepts. So learning through things like everyday experiences of shopping or saving coins in a piggy bank, or even just talking about the concept of earning money through completing chores, right? Age appropriate chores. Storytelling is really, really effective with this age group as well. So using things like children's books or even creating stories that really illustrate simple financial concepts, like our favorite save, spend, share, and then really just talking a lot about the value of money and what that really means. But of course, you know, this age, again, play-based learning is huge. And so taking some time to engage your kids in like appropriate games for their age level that involve counting money, understanding the difference between coins and bills, and what those denominations actually mean, and then even helping them start to make simple spending decisions, right? So if you're at the store and they really want a toy and they want a snack, talking to them about the cost between those things and helping them make a decision. Well, you can have one, but you can't have both. How are you going to talk to them and help them come to that decision? So again, those low stakes spending decisions are what start to build that ability to make those smarter financial decisions as they get older and have more complex decisions to make.
Putting the foundation down is what you're doing.
Exactly. And then, you know, as you move more into that preteen age, that age is like 9 to 12. This is where having an allowance and budgeting and teaching those concepts become really important, right? Because they're old enough now, if you've laid the groundwork with all the stuff that we just talked about, now they're going to be ready to be a little bit more independent with their money and how they manage it. And you do that through things like allowance and teaching them to budget. So, again, really focusing back on those different purposes of money, which is saving, spending, sharing, giving. But a great way to help them really solidify these is through that comparison shopping, which we all do all the time. Now it's just taking that and verbalizing it to your kids while you're doing it. So teach them how to comparison shop for pricing. Teach them what a discount actually is and how do you assess whether or not it's good or bad for you, and really help them kind of start to understand, the value-based purchasing decisions when you're shopping, especially for the items they want, right? And this is key here, because this isn't money now that you're spending, it's the money they've earned. So again, adding that one more layer of complexity. Before it was just, well, I'm willing to buy you these things, but you need to make a choice of what you want, and here's the cost. Now you've added in the allowance, and you're saying, okay, well, you earned this money. What's really important to you? What do you want to spend this money on, right? It forces them to think about it in a different way when it's now theirs that they've worked for and earned. And really, again, this is where you really start to introduce those basic banking concepts, right? Making sure they have their own savings account that earns interest, and talk to them about why it's important to have an interest-bearing savings account, and help them start to set really those little savings goals, right? They want a new video game, or they want a new scooter, or they want a new doll, or they want to buy makeup for the first time, right? That stuff's expensive, and they need to help them set up those goals so that they can work towards it and pay it for themselves. Is going to return huge, huge, huge for their financial literacy. Gosh.
Absolutely. Let's take a break here. We're talking about financial literacy for the younger set, all the way preschool all the way up. Jenna Tobble's with me from First Alliance Credit Union, and we will return with more Good Money Moves in a moment on News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Good Money Moves continues in moments with Andy Brownell and Jenna Tobble from First Alliance Credit Union. This is News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM. We're talking Good Money Moves with Andy Brownell and Jenna Tobble from First Alliance Credit Union on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Welcome back to Good Money Moves. April is Financial Literacy Month, and myself and Jenna Tobble, I'm Andy Brownell, are talking about ways we can pass our hard-learned lessons onto our children so they won't have to make the same mistakes. Essentially, that's true. When we took the break, you had covered, all the way up to almost junior high school, that level. But now where it really is really important, when they're in those teenage years, getting them ready to actually launch and go off and be adults. Mm-hmm. What can we do with those kids?
Yeah. So if you've done a great job teaching those basics, right, we talked about right before the break, with the kids, making sure they understand what money even is. And then as they get older, adding in that allowance and teaching them how to budget their allowance appropriately. And well, now when for teenagers, so you're looking at like ages 13 to 18, this is when the stakes get a little bit higher, because they want that independence from you, but they still really need your guidance. So this is where encouraging kids in this age group to, get part-time employment once they are old enough to really start to earn money outside of your purview is going to be so important for building that financial confidence and building on that, because they're going to really have truly their own income. They're going to have to start learning about taxes and the importance of work ethic once you add in that part-time job.
That was one of my favorite things with my kids when they first got jobs and they got a pay stub.
Yeah.
And all this stuff was deducted from their pay.
Yeah.
And they were shocked and outraged.
Exactly. And it's a learning moment, right? Because they're going to have to deal with that the rest of their life. And the sooner they start to understand that concept and how it works, the better off they're going to be. But this is also where it starts to get really, really important to really, really push the idea of savings and savings goals and really have them understand that power of compounding interest. Because, you know, you may have been giving them allowance and when they were, you know, a little bit younger, and you maybe had them sticking that money into a savings account or something. And that would probably, you know, what, 20 bucks a month, 20 bucks a week, whatever you were giving them, not huge. But now they've got that part-time job where they're probably earning quite a bit more than what they could via an allowance. That's where it really becomes important to start them, helping them understand those longer term savings goals, right? If they want a car, well, they should be helping save up for a down payment for that vehicle, right? Yep. That is, again, putting that ownership of the situation back in their control while you're still there to help kind of guide them forward. And I think as they start to approach, you know, that 17, 18 year old mark, you can start to introduce more of that concept of, you know, credit and debt management, right? So if they do want that first car, you may have to co-sign on a loan for them, but it's important that they start to understand how to make those payments, how to make sure that the money that you're setting aside money from that paycheck, from that part-time job each month is going towards paying for that vehicle loan, or maybe even a cell phone plan if you're not quite in a spot where, you know, a vehicle is something that you can afford. Make them pay for their own cell phone. That's a great way to start teaching that financial responsibility as well. So these are just kind of, again, broad ideas to give you an understanding of what makes sense for the different age groups.
I wish I had been given that as a child. I think I told you, my parents did a pretty good job when we were really young with a piggy bank and that part, but as we got into our teenage years, not so much. And so we had to figure those out on our own, and some of it was quite painful. And imagine the concepts like passive earning and compound interest. If you have at least a little bit of knowledge about that, is going to go a long ways in building your confidence moving forward when you are an adult.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Teaching your kids, you know, those financial literacy skills early on really does play a pivotal role in building confidence when it comes to managing money and really ultimately contributing to their overall financial well-being for the long term. And this can happen at any age, right? It just because you're 30 or 40 and just now learning some of this doesn't mean that you can't take this information and use it to empower yourself and feel more confident in how you manage your money. But here's really why this is so empowering and help really does help build confidence, right? Knowledge empowers decision making. So with a strong foundation in financial literacy, people feel more equipped to make informed decisions about their money, right? So understanding financial concepts like budgeting, savings, debt management, it empowers you to better assess your options and choose the most suitable financial strategies to meet your goals moving forward. And again, this is true at any age, whether you're trying to, you know, buy a toy or buy a car or a house. Right. And it's a great way to build skills with kids is when they receive money for chores or as gifts, is to help them really think about how best to use that money. Right. And going back to that save, spend, share idea. But what this also does is helps them develop those risk management skills. So financial literacy, it teaches you how to assess and manage risk associated with your financial decisions. So by understanding the potential risks and rewards of different financial decisions you make, you can start to approach financial challenges with a little bit more confidence and competence. So like I said, it's better to learn this skill when the stakes are a lot lower, right? Candy bar versus new toy, rather than having to learn those financial lessons around risk management when you're credit score and your life savings are at stake, right? So again, making sure that they have opportunities to make mistakes and understand the consequences of those financial mistakes when the stakes are lower is going to actually build financial confidence and competence when they're older around those similar decisions when the stakes are much higher. It's also important because it teaches that goal setting and really goal achievement, right? Financially literate people are more adept at setting financially realistic goals for themselves and then developing action plans for how to achieve those goals, right? So think about it. As you witness your progress towards goals, what happens? Your confidence in your ability to manage money grows. This is the same for kids, right? Helping kids set small goals when they're young helps build this confidence sooner in life, helps give them a framework to work off of as they get older for how they should be thinking about meeting financial goals, like buying that first car, like home ownership, like paying down debt, if that, like saving, like starting a business, right? These are all financial goals that people have. But it also helps them be adaptable in financial situations. So financial literacy really equips people with the skills to adapt and change based on the financial circumstances they find themselves in. So whether it's an unexpected expense, an economic downturn, or like a shift in personal financial goals or situations, if you have that strong financial literacy background, you can start to navigate these challenges with a lot more resilience and, again, more confidence. So while kids certainly don't need to understand the economy necessarily, what they can learn is understanding the importance of saving for a rainy day and being responsible, right? So for example, if your kid pops the neighbor kid's new ball, instead of you paying to replace it, that money should come out of your child's savings. They pop the ball, they have to be responsible and own up to that and knowing, and right, because that starts to teach them, hey, things can happen in life that I'm not going to expect and I have to be ready for it, right? It's a hard lesson to learn, but it's better that they learn that young than when the stakes are higher and their house is on the line or their life savings is on the line, right?
Yeah, there are consequences.
There are. But again, having a solid foundation of financial literacy and money management skills is going to long-term reduce stress and anxiety, right? Because confidence in financially managing your money and having those money management skills really does reduce the stress and anxiety related to money matters as you get older. So, you know, financially literate people feel more in control of their finances, which leads to improved mental health, well-being, and overall quality of life, right? If you're not constantly stressing about, oh, what bill do I have to pay? Or, you know, where's this money going to come from? Or did I spend too much on my credit card? Am I going to be able to pay it? Like, if you have some better financial literacy skills and money management skills, you're not going to have so much anxiety. It doesn't mean you'll never have stress or anxiety about money. You will have more confidence in your ability to manage those situations when they come up. And so that's where that comes from. So, excellent. I mean, think about it. If you've been managing your money your whole life, it becomes a lot less daunting and scary as a task to manage as an adult.
Absolutely. We need to take a break. We're talking about financial literacy, getting our young people up to speed on all of the things they know or need to know to manage their money as adults. We'll return in a moment on News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM with Good Money Moves.
Good Money Moves continues in moments with Andy Brownell and Jenna Tobel from First Alliance Credit Union. This is News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM. We're talking Good Money Moves with Andy Brownell and Jenna Tobel from First Alliance Credit Union on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
We're back with Good Money Moves, Jenna Tobel with First Alliance Credit Union. And we're talking about financial literacy for our children, our younger people. Great information, Jenna. Mm-hmm. A lot to ponder for adults as well. Is there anything that our listeners... anything else our listeners should know as they're navigating this whole task of teaching their children and having these conversations about financial literacy?
Yeah. So a few things come to mind that are really just general strategies that can work for all ages when you're teaching money management to your kids. So first and foremost, you have to lead by example, right? You need to model responsible financial behavior by, one, doing what you're preaching, right? Walk the talk and talk the walk. But you also need to involve your children in things like household budgeting, saving goals, making thoughtful financial decisions, right? Like encourage that open communication and really create a supportive environment where your kids can feel comfortable asking questions about money and discussing financial topics openly. Don't make it a taboo topic to talk about in your household. Be open. Tell them how much money you make. Tell them what you do, how you spend that money, why you spend it where you spend it. But another really great thing to do with kids is use technology, right? There are all kinds of educational apps, online resources, interactive tools that are designed to help teach kids financial literacy in a really fun and engaging way. First Alliance Credit Union actually partners with a really great organization called Greenlight that does just that. It's like a debit and money app for families, so kids can have their own debit cards and they can learn responsible financial management through that app and having their own debit card that the parents control. And so that is a something that First Alliance Credit Union members have access to for free through our website. So something to definitely look into. But also, I think just one last thing to think about too is going back to really making sure you're providing those real life experiences for kids. You can tell kids all day long about financial literacy and how to manage money, but they're not going to understand it. They're not going to appreciate it until they actually have to experience it and make their own decisions with real risks, real rewards involving their own money. And that's where I think, you know, having that allowance comes in, having them help you plan things and help make purchasing decisions, help set goals for themselves, and really making sure that they're able to apply those financial concepts that you're talking about to their own life experiences.
Fantastic. And I wish we had actually hours to spend talking about this because there's so much to cover. Where can I find out more, Jenna?
Yes, as always, I encourage our listeners to visit our website, firstalliancecu.com. You can subscribe to our blog. We release new financial tips and advice every week. You can listen to past episodes of this show at firstalliancecu.com/podcast or on KROCnews.com. And you can also subscribe to Good Money Moves on Apple, Google, and Spotify podcasts. And if you love our show, please leave us a review on your favorite podcast platform. If you do have a financial topic or a financial question that you would like answered on Good Money Moves, send me an email at marketing@firstalliancecu.com. I'd love to hear from you. And of course, I strongly encourage you to reach out to our team at First Alliance Credit Union. They are here to help you start making good money moves today.
That is First Alliance Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA and an equal housing lender. And this has been Good Money Moves. Jenna, we'll talk again next week. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Good Money Moves on News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM.